Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na. Ba-na-na-na-na-na. Getting Greggy with it. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na. Ba-na-na-na-na-na. Getting Greggy with it.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Will Smith.
You weren't here yesterday, but we had a massive power outage.
I was here yesterday.
You weren't here for the massive power outage, though.
Well, what happened?
Don't know.
Power was on.
And then, poof.
The power was off.
It actually startled me a little bit.
Everything did that power off sound where it was,
the air conditioner did it. Mm-hmm. And everybody kind of thought we were under attack for a second because
it was the computer hackers, the Sony hackers.
Yeah, they wanted all of our valuable information.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big thud, and then it was just like, it's really weird.
A thud?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I need to tell you about something in a second.
Okay.
But continue.
Well, it's just weird when the power goes out in a place, mm-hmm. when everything goes out, because you don't realize, even if it's the most quiet that this office has ever been, with all the lights on and all the computers and all that kind of stuff, they generate so much noise that you just don't realize.
You don't even hear it.
So once it goes out, it's just dead silent.
Mm.
It's really creepy, and it was really eerie around here. But luckily, I have a glow-in-the-dark wallet, and I got to use it yesterday to show people around.
You know that your phone has a flashlight on it.
Yeah, but that wasn't any fun. Everybody gathered around over there by the foosball table, and they got their phones out, and they were playing foosball by the light of their phones. Mm-hmm. But I was like, hey, look, everybody.
Stadium lighting.
Yeah. I was like, check this out. I've got a glow-in-the-dark wallet.
And that didn't help at all.
It illuminated a little bit. It allowed me to stand in the hallway down there by the studio and have a conversation about fantasy basketball with Clint.
Mm.
So what more can you want in life?
Power.
Well, it came back on, obviously. Mm. Because we've got power now.
Most horrifying video has surfaced on the internet.
Okay.
That is a person, since now you can use your phone during the entire flight process, because the Mythbusters proved, essentially, that cell phones don't do anything.
Right.
A man was flying on United to Japan, and he captured horrible turbulence.
Oh, really?
Like, a turbulence to the point where there's people screaming and crying, and you're hearing the
vessel?
Everything's shaking, and there's one point in it where the thing just drops, and you see the guy's phone fly up in the air, and then at one point he's like, if I die right now, I just want to say I love my wife and kids.
Yeah.
Because that is, like, I'd not been afraid of flying my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because as a kid, you don't really think about it, one, dying, and two, you don't really have anything to lose.
Sure.
Now, at this point in my life, I'm kind of like,
kind of starting to make your way in this world.
Yeah, I'm in a good groove right now. Uh-huh. And you're sitting there on a plane, I'm like, what if the freaking wing just ripped right off? There's nothing I can do.
No, that thing's going to tump sideways, and you're going to go straight down.
And I'm going to be sitting there in this plane as it's going down. It's like, I compare dying in a plane or, like, even dying in a submarine is just as bad.
Right. There's nothing you can do in a submarine. Yeah.
But it's like you're getting stabbed. If you get shot, at least it's just, boom, shot over.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have a bullet in me now. It's not like the whole process of somebody.
Right.
That's the worst.
Just imagine, I always think about this, the guys that would, back the ancient Chinese guys that would fall on their swords.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they would die.
Yeah.
Man, that's got to be the pits. There's another way.
That really does have to be the pits.
There was another way of I guess it would be execution. So, and I don't remember what nationality this was, but this was a long time ago as well, like way back in the old days. But these men would fight, and they would, they'd fight with their swords and their chains or whatever. I think it's the Asians. So anyway, they would, let's say one man loses a limb or whatever, and it's clear that he's going to lose this battle.
Yeah.
The honorable thing to do would be to get down on your knees.
Seppuku?
I don't know. But he would get down on his knees. Uh-uh. This is worse. Get on his knees in front of the person that's going to win this battle.
Mm-hmm.
And he would look straight up, and then they would take their sword, and they would jam it.
No!
They would jam it down into their throat so that it would go
right.
Down
he's
into
pointing.
Their chest
he's pointing.
Cavity.
All right. So you know where that little indention in your neck,
right where your collarbone,
right where your
meet.
Collarbone is. Mm-hmm. So that's where like you're exposing that. So it's going right under your rib cage.
It's going right.
It's going right through into the heart. Oh,
into your
my
heart.
God.
So that's how that was the honorable way to go out.
That's brutal,
dude.
That is brutal.
Just makes me want to gag a little bit thinking about it.
That's brutal.
So, what's worse, that or going down in an airplane?
Oh, my God. Dying in general is just, like, terrifying.
The honorable death, that's just, that seems awful.
Mm.
Where it's just like, hey, look, man, I'm not going to win this fight, so, all right.
Just get it over
just
with.
Just ram your sword down my throat.
Blah.
Merry right. Christmas, everybody.
Sorry we lost all of our listeners there.
And our lunch.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But no, that was a horrifying video. Although the plane, totally fine.
I think, those things are built for that kind
They're
of stuff.
They're built for it. And it's so crazy that that flying has such a great record.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for the most part, there's rarely a plane crash.
Unless you're on Malaysian Airlines.
I mean,
they had two flights go down.
Well, one of them was a missile of some
right.
sort.
The other one's just floating around out there in the ocean.
Yeah, God knows where that other one is. But for the most part, it's never really the plane. I feel like that's more pilot error and people shooting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, man, planes are pretty damn reliable.
Pretty damn reliable.
Mm. All right. What do you got there, bub?
I don't really have anything. We just have to make some sort of a sound to appease Nathan.
Would it be boy-yo-yo-yo-yoing?
Or would it be boing,
boing?
Or would it be whoosh,
ding? So I teased that there'd be boners on the show, and as luck would have it, there's a story about boners. A nude beach,
okay,
has banned boners.
How can you even? How do you police that?
You have the boner police.
So they just walk around and they just check out junk all day.
I'm guessing that's their job. To check out junk all day.
And what do you do? Like, what if you roll over? Then what do you do? And why are dude? Come on. Seriously, the nude beach.
Hold on, I'm getting the story.
The nude beach is way overrated. I've never been to one, but I don't think I want to go to one.
I don't know if you'd ever get to see what you want to see at a nude beach.
You're never going to see what you want to see. Unless you go to a nude beach with Hef.
So this is the first of its kind. It's in South Africa. And it says, it urges men to cover up their unpredictable erections. We know that they sometimes happen beyond your control. A simple towel covering it up or lying on your front and no one will notice. It's less of a code violate, or it's less of a like, hey, get out of my beach, or you're getting arrested, and more of a, hey, put that thing away.
That's disturbing to me altogether. Just the simple fact that people are pulling it out anyway.
Well, it's a nude beach.
I know, but come on, man, that is the most unattractive thing on the face of the earth.
The penis?
The male junk is gross.
It really is.
There's nothing attractive about it. It does not need to be a part of a nude beach. I'm just saying.
So it should just be a women's nude beach?
Yes. Yes, it should.
I'll call the Hustler Channel, or I'll call Brazzers.
As disgusting as it is, you know what I think is even more disgusting?
What?
The really tight Speedo bathing suits that some of these dudes wear.
Leaves nothing to the imagination.
Nothing to the imagination. Have you seen the side thong?
Yes, I've seen the side thong.
You
should have gotten that
well.
For the white elephant.
Oh my gosh. That thing is disgusting as well.
Yes.
It's so gross. It just covers it up and it leaves one leg completely exposed and the other leg just has a little strap around it.
It's going right into your bee hole.
Oh.
It's got direct access to the butt stuff.
Oh, see, that's disgusting. That is disgusting. So, were you going to go see the interview?
If it got good reviews. Because I liked the Seth Rogen, James Franco movies. Because Pineapple Express, funny.
Mm-hmm.
This is the End, very funny.
Didn't see.
This Is the End was great.
Mm-hmm. That was the hot movie last year.
I loved it. I thought it was so funny. This Is the End caused mayhem, or they may have caused the end of the world, because we're going to get in World War III because these North Koreans are so mad at us making fun of Kim Jong-un, who may or may not be dead.
Well, the thing is, and I heard this morning too, what about when Team America came out and...
I think that Kim
Jong-il...
Why
didn't Kim Jong-il get mad about it?
Kim Jong-il's a different person. Like, first off, we're not dealing with the same dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim Jong-il was already, like, nuts.
Yeah.
But he was taken more seriously than Kim Jong-un. And Kim Jong-un's probably like, all right... Or Kim Jong-il's like, all right, they made a movie about me. Kim Jong-il found an Onion article where they made fun of him and said that he was the most attractive man in the world, and he published it in every North Korean newspaper.
Those people, or that family, I should say.
They're crazy nuts.
They're crazy. How does one get off being that nuts and have that much power?
It's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Is it just because he retains his power because the people there are so uneducated about what else is happening in the rest of the world?
I think that's just the way that the structure is. It's not necessarily they stay in power because they're uneducated. It's they stay in power because that the power system got established, and then that's just the way it is.
What's it going to take to change it?
A revolution. If the people don't want it, they're not going to do it.
But how do we educate those people? How do we get in there and educate them to the fact that they are being led by crazy people?
Now we're doing an Iraq situation. I don't want to do another one of those.
Yeah, it's true.
We can't force people to be like, hey, this guy's crazy. You can't. If you force somebody, you get pushback.
Well, yeah, that's the whole reason why there's conflict in the Middle East.
Like, look at all of the different uprisings that are happening all across the world, like what's his name, Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm.
They killed him.
Mm-hmm.
They had enough. If people have enough, they'll break.
I just don't know if they're capable of breaking, because they just don't know. They don't know that Kim Jong-un is a crazy man.
Listen,
we need to figure out how to let them know that he's a crazy man.
I think we should send
them.
We'll
go from there.
Linkin Park's One Step Closer. And that will fix everything. Because I'm one step closer to the edge. And I'm about to break! It's my second Linkin Park reference of the day.
Really?
Yes.
What was the first?
So, I will be going to Chicago next week.
Yeah.
I have some vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend, Kate, was I'm just going to go to Chicago for the holidays. And I went, I love Chicago. I want to take a vacation. Let's go together. Since you're already going. And we're going.
What are y'all
going
to do?
Chicago stuff.
You going to eat some pizza?
I'm going to get some Chicago.
You going to get some deep?
I do like Chicago-style deep dish. It is not... First off, real Chicagoans don't really even eat it that often.
They probably eat thin crust.
They eat thin crust.
Mm-hmm.
Because thin crust, when you eat a Chicago deep dish, you're committing to something.
Right.
You're like, all right, give me 18 layers of cheese.
And you're in for the long haul.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you usually can't eat more than one piece of that deep dish.
And there's no debate. You cannot debate that regular flat New York-style pizza is better than Chicago pizza. There's no debate on that.
Right.
New York-style pizza is superior.
You're probably just upset two or three people listening.
I don't think... even if you say you like deep dish better, in the back of your head, you know that New York-style is better. It's just the way it is.
I eat thin crust every time.
Thin crust is the go-to.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to eat, it's less filling, and it's less cumbersome of a dish.
Right.
But yes, I will eat some Chicago deep dish. Because
you can't fold a deep dish.
No. You have to fork and knife it. Mm-hmm. You can't even hold it.
No, you have to use utensils.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's an entree, not
it's
a pizza.
More of a lasagna
than
it is a pizza.
Good point.
So, I will eat that because it is good. I don't dislike it, and I don't get it all the time. So, sure, I'll eat a deep dish.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a Chicago-style hot dog because that's my favorite style of hot dog.
That's a good one.
The Chicago-styled hot dog is the best one. We're also going to go to this heavy metal cafe.
Nice.
Where they make burgers and play metal.
Dude, I am in.
Yeah.
So, I need pictures and some sort of small video of this.
Kate's like, we have to go to this place. You're going to love it. I'm like, why? It's like, it's fattening-ass burgers and metal. I went, count me in.
Man, that's great. Mm-hmm. I want to go.
I wish it
What's
was...
the name of it?
Ah, God.
Metal Burger?
I'm going to ask her. Hold on.
Good Burger?
It's not Good Burger. Ed from Good Burger is not going to be there.
Good Metal Burger? Well, it sounds delicious, even though you haven't explained anything about it.
All right, so the name of this burger joint is called Kuma's.
Okay.
Here's one. Here's a burger. It's called Church Burn. It's a burger with honey-glazed Spanish chorizo, frizzled sweet potato, white bean puree, sriracha, and roasted poblano aioli, and they make a pentagram out of the sriracha.
That's awesome.
Here's one called Severed Savior. It's a burger with malt vinegar aioli, crispy hash brown and ham casserole.
Oh my gosh.
Sharp cheddar, frizzled onions, deep fried collard greens, and crushed red pepper flake. And that's what it looks like.
Oh, man.
Does that not look good?
I'm really jealous of your trip to Chicago now.
They had a Thanksgiving one. They just post metal guys.
That's so great.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's 100% right up my alley.
Mm-hmm. So we'll go to that. I'll get to meet some family members.
Yeah.
I'll get to, what else is there to do there?
Stuff.
I'll get to drink some Old Style.
Yeah.
Old Style tastes like butter.
Yeah. Exciting.
I'll get to wear my Cubs hat.
You gonna go to a Bulls game?
No.
Oh.
Not gonna go to a Bulls game. On the way there, we're gonna stop in Kansas City. I'm gonna get some Kansas City barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the way back, we're gonna go to Memphis, and I'm gonna get some Memphis barbecue.
Rendezvous, buddy.
Yes. Rendezvous, that's the place to go?
That's my designated spot.
Okay.
Rendezvous specializes in the dry rub.
If you go to one, a fan of the dry rub.
If you go to some of the other joints, they're more of the coleslaw on top of the...
I love the coleslaw on it.
Yeah. But Rendezvous, I'm if you want to do it, man, you've got to hit Rendezvous. You have to. That is a staple, and it is great.
I love barbecue.
Get their cheese and sausage plate, too. Oh, my God. I've never had anything like it. It's just... It's cheese and sausage. You look at it and you're like, there's nothing special about this. But then you start dipping the sausage in the sauces. Oh, it's awesome. So
maybe I will have a Rendezvous.
Yeah, have a Rendezvous at Rendezvous.
Okay.
So where did you go? Why weren't you here on Monday?
We went to the Carolinas.
We haven't circled back on that yet.
Went to the Carolinas.
What's happening there?
Stuff.
You can't do this.
Things.
You teased that you would talk about it.
I saw a Wolfpack game.
Okay.
I drank a lot of North Carolina beers.
Okay.
I went to the Pit.
All right.
And then I went to see what's going on with the Durham Bulls.
Okay.
And I went home.
Still suspect here. I
had a chance to go to the Carolinas. I took it.
Who'd you go with?
Myself.
Suspect.
You are so salty.
You are suspect. You're suspect number one.
Good.
There's something you're not telling. All right, I see how it is. You don't want to speak up. That's fine.
I told you what I did.
Yeah, there's something else you did.
Something else you did.
I didn't know.
Opened your big fat mouth. Oh, I went to this place called The Pit.
What is that?
It's a barbecue joint because obviously... I love barbecue. The ribs were so good.
Were they?
Because they do whole hog. So when they give you the rib, it's not like they had the ribs cut out, like just ready to go. This was cut out of a pig that was whole hog cut, whole hog cooked.
Yeah.
So it's like they took it right from the giant cut open pig as it was being cooked.
Awesome.
It was so good.
See, I want to go to a joint like that. I know that, you know, Rendezvous, when you go there, they don't, they use every part of the pig. They don't cook whole hog like that.
Yeah, they did whole hog, which was pretty damn good. They call it chop barbecue, but it's whole hog. I love barbecue. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah. You do love it.
I love it. I'm a aficionado.
Yeah, you are. All right, well, cool. That's all I got. I don't really have much, which is kind of the story of my life.
Yeah. You got a kid. You got another kid?
Yeah.
You got a wife?
I do.
You don't have any animals?
No.
You have a ghost?
Yeah. There, I could claim that I have a bull.
You don't have a bull. The bull's gone now.
Yeah, he's still dumped in my yard.
I mean,
and walked through it.
That doesn't mean you own it.
I own his dump in my yard.
Did you see that Cards Against Humanity sold 30,000 boxes of bullshit?
Wow. I did not see that.
So, online, they were protesting the Christmas holiday. And they made this box that just said, they're like, all right, bullshit, we're going to sell you shit from a bull. And 30,000 people bought it for $6.
What?
They sold 30,000 boxes. And then this guy gets it in the mail, and you can watch the unboxing video. He opens it up. He's like, I don't know. They said maybe there might be a card in it or something. Like, that's just the rumor online. Maybe they'll give you a card or something with it. Nope. Just a box. It said bullshit on it.
You open it up. There's a cow turd.
And there was a cow pie.
$6.
$6.
They made $180,000 off crap.
Yeah, off selling people the excrement from a bull.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
And it didn't come with one card that people wanted.
Right. It's just a box of doo-doo.
Yeah.
What do you do with
that? And, like, people were upset about it because they thought it was going to be... They thought they were joking. And they're like... And in the description, it's like, we're not joking. This is just crap from a bull. And they sold out of them.
What's wrong with people, number one? Number two, genius on their part for soliciting to sell that.
Well, they have such a good brand right now. Cards Against Humanity's got a great brand right now. And that just goes... They sold out 30,000 of these things.
It's tough times in America, bro. People are willing to buy boxes of doo-doo.
America!
Doo-doo! All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Go check us out on the website. Go listen to some of our old podcasts and whatnot and things and stuff and other things and stuff. And boom out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.